Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
In the headlines this evening, Luton man charged with terror attack plots.
Prosecutor did outline that Sinead may have been plotting to use a car and a knife.
Sandham school sites could be used by the Island Learning Centre. Two bodies found at Cheshire Woodmill.
It is very, very challenging. Lots of voids, lots of pockets where small fires are still burning.
And the bird's eye view demonstration taking place at Robin Hill. These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight Tonight with John Weeks.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight Tonight. A man from Luton's been charged with plotting a terror attack against US military personnel in Britain using a car and a knife. Prosecutors believe Junaid Khan planned to stage a car accident outside a base, possibly RAF Lakenheath in Suffolk. The 24-year-old appeared in court alongside his uncle Shazib. Both are accused of planning to join Islamic State fighters in Syria. Sky's Harriet Hadfield is at Westminster Magistrates Court. She says he may have been planning to stage a car accident.
The prosecutor did outline that Sinead may have been plotting to use a car and a knife, and that the targets may have included military RAF bases such as RAF Lakenheath.
Sky's Harriet Hadfield outside Westminster Magistrates Court.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
The former Sandham Middle School site in Sandown could be used by the Island Learning Centre, which burnt down on Friday. The school is looking for new premises by September after the site, formerly Broadley Primary, was destroyed. Isle of Wight councillors have been meeting today to discuss its future options. Council leader Jonathan Bacon told us concerns about the Sandham site, deemed surplus to requirements, have been raised by Learning Centre staff. Fire crews have found another body in the search for four workers missing after an explosion at a Cheshire woodmill. It's the second victim to be found in the rubble of a building which collapsed in Bosley last Friday. Paul Hancock from Cheshire Fire and Rescue says they're finding it hard going.
It is very, very challenging. Lots of voids, lots of pockets where small fires are still burning. And the more we excavate, the more we'll be able to find and establish the other two individuals that are still sadly missing.
It's 5:33.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
The Chancellor's told government departments to draw up plans to cut their budgets by 40%. George Osborne wants Whitehall to save a total of £20 billion, although areas like health and education will be protected. Sky's deputy political editor, Joey Jones, says these are very deep cuts.
These are all the same departments that had to find that same sort of level of cuts at the last spending round. So if you put together, say, imagine one of them was cut by about a third last time, something like a third or a quarter, some of these departments are going to end up looking like shadows of their former selves.
Apple's investigating a technical problem which is affecting some of its main services. iTunes and the App Store are currently unavailable for some users. Police on the Isles of Scilly have launched a cone amnesty ahead of a visit by Prince Charles. Islanders are being urged on social media to look in gardens, garages and teenagers' bedrooms for them. Officers promised not to ask any questions if they were returned, as they feared they might not have enough for the royal visit.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
In more local news this evening, Sandown Post Office is on the move, while the future of one of the one in Cowes remains in the balance. Sarah Griffin has the details.
Sandown Post Office will leave its current premises in Beachfield Road on Tuesday the 18th of August and reopen in the Spa Shop in Albert Road a day later. The Post Office says it's part of the company's modernisation plans. Meanwhile, in Cowes, the temporary porter cabin in the car park behind the soon-to-be Marks & Spencer store will stay open until mid-August. The Post Office says it's exploring new locations to re-site the porter cabin after that. Longer term, it says there's interest in running the service in Cowes.
A Newport skate park will close at Christmas unless it gets a financial lifeline. The ICSP on Newport Industrial Estates is popular with young people across the island, but it's struggling to meet the rent. Pip Edward runs it and says he deliberately keeps the prices down so more people can use the facility. He has this plea.
I've done everything I can financially do for the park. I can't do any more. I'm happy to work there voluntarily 24/7, like I do anyway. But we just need some help, and if there's anyone out there that can see what we're doing and we're getting the children off the streets, then it would be great, you know.
The skate park is run as a charity, but Pip says it's a safe environment for kids.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally this evening, the record for the first live bird's eye view video stream on the Isle of Wight is to be set at Robin Hill tonight. Wight Falconry Limited will beam live video footage from a camera attached to a falcon's head to give a literal bird's eye view. The footage from the camera will be beamed to a big screen for spectators to watch. The demonstration is taking place at Robin Hill's Electric Woods tonight from 9 o'clock. To find out more about that demonstration and for more information on plans for the former Sandham Middle School site, head to iwradio.co.uk.
The Isle of Wight tonight with John Weeks.